From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While Utah lawmakers once again drew their own boundaries this year, the Salt Lake County Council embarked on a different path, allowing an independent commission to redraw the county's political map. Now that process is complete, with the council voting Tuesday to adopt one of the commission's redistricting plans, which will be in place for the next 10 years. Joining me on the phone this morning to discuss the new map is longtime Democratic Salt Lake County Councilman Jim Bradley, who represents the county at large. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jim, what do the new county council boundaries look like compared to the current map?
The new boundaries that we chose yesterday look somewhat similar to the boundaries that existed prior to the commission study. And they provided us with three maps. This was an independent commission that the county council appointed a year ago. Mm-hmm. And they were charged with providing us with some alternatives. They provided three maps that to them were all acceptable. They did have their favorite, but the first map and the one that we ultimately chose kept all the incumbents in their current districts. And it also kept the boundaries closest to the existing district boundaries, and the adjustments were made on population growth, which generally took place in the Southwest, and so representation of the Southwest portion of our county increased. The second map responded probably most favorably to communities of interest, that is, keeping townships or cities as whole as we could possibly do it. And thirdly, the third map that they presented to us, which was their favorite, by the way, the commission provided this as their first choice. Every council member in that map represents a portion of the unincorporated county, which have some benefit, and it was responsive to the communities of interest, and no city was split by more than two county council districts. And it was also, as you looked at the map, very understandable. It was divided by major streets, for instance, or geographic boundaries. And so as you looked at it, there was less zigzagging of boundaries and more linear in nature. But the commission made it clear to us that all three were acceptable. And so the council chose map number one.
The map you went with, as you stated, is the one that most closely resembles the existing map. Do you personally think that was the right call, or do you worry that some people might view this as sort of an incumbent protection plan here?
Well, there were some fairly decent arguments on why keeping existing representatives in their district would be an appropriate way to go, and that would be the familiarity of the voters with that particular representative, and that made some sense. I favored map three, which was the choice of the commission, only because it became it was more clear in terms of where representation was, and that it also had all the council districts representing portions of the unincorporated county, which I thought was important as well, and also to in a sense honor the recommendation of the independent redistricting commission, which declared that was their favorite choice as well. But I think what's important on this story is that the politicians stayed out of it, and it was the independent commission that provided us with the three maps. And there was only one minor change made, and we did it in the council meeting with the blessing of the commission, and that was to include the Kennecott tailing ponds in the council that encompassed Magna, because the tailing ponds do have a direct impact on Magna. We thought that would be appropriate. That didn't shift any population. It didn't benefit any particular council person either. So that was the only minor change we made. And like I said, I think the important thing is that the politicians stayed out of the process.
And Jim, our time is short, but really quickly, what are your thoughts on the final congressional redistricting map approved by the Utah legislature this week, splitting Salt Lake County up three ways? You represent the entire county on the council, so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the more you can have a representative representing a community of interest or a large area of interest, I think the better off you are. I think that there was probably a fair amount of protecting politicians and looking at politicians' future in the drawing of those maps. And that's what you're going to get when you have the politicians involved in that. And I think the contrast between their process and our process is striking. And I think the people would probably prefer an independent commission saying this is the better way to go, and like I say, keep the politicians out of it. So I was a little disappointed, not only in the process of congressional redistricting, but also in terms of how the outcome came. I think it made it, not just because it made it harder for, you know, Democrats to win in any of the four districts, but also because I think you've diluted the community of interest to a point where it may not be substantial.
We've been speaking with at-large Salt Lake County Councilman Jim Bradley, a Democrat, about the redistricting process finally wrapped up with the county council voting to approve one of the independent commission's maps at yesterday's meeting. Jim, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.